Among the 11 candidates running in the by-election for Ward 20 Osgood in Ottawa is Jennifer Van Cownet. The by-election was triggered by the resignation of George DeRoos, who was elected as an MPP. Jennifer Van Cownet says she entered the race due to what she describes as a lack of transparency from the previous council, particularly concerning major projects happening in the ward, such as the T1 development.
It was mostly the lack of transparency when developments are happening in our ward. And honestly, it was the T1 that kind of sparked me to run, because I feel that the constituents here need more input in things. Like, that when that was approved, there was no application or proposal of applicant for the constituents here, and it was approved without any of their input. And so for stuff like that, like, I want to be open and transparent to everybody in the ward about what is actually going to be happening and how it's going to impact you. And I didn't feel that was happening with the previous counselor. And so I want to run, and I want to run a very open and transparent office.
Jennifer Van Cownet is strongly opposed to the T1 development and says it should be taken out of the City of Ottawa's official plans.
Success would be that it would be removed from the plan completely. Because when I win, you'd have to go and, you know, put a motion forward and have it to be removed. And you'd have to get the votes from all the councillors. So if it were not to be removed, to have success in that would be to make sure that the developers and that the city is not overspending on something like this, when we have so many things that our tax dollars could fix in our ward. That it's interesting that we're spending so much money to build a development. And I understand we need housing, like, there's a housing crisis, but I don't think that it needs to be here, because we're rural. The roads, we don't have the infrastructure right now. We don't even have the services. We don't have sewage. We don't have water. So to spend all that money on something when we need our roads fixed, we need core services here, it would be making sure that the developers actually do what they say they're going to do. And so I would definitely reenact the T1 Advisory Council, because they haven't met since 2023 and they only had 3 meetings. And this was, like, created because they clear cut the forest. And I would make sure that that is not to be developed, because that is not part of the plan. So they made that choice and they would not be building houses there just because it's clear cut. So I would make sure that that didn't happen. And it's hard to trust them, but the developers would have to work extremely hard to regain the trust of the constituents here. And I would make sure that they are following it. And I would set that committee back up, making sure that there's a chair and that they are following what they say that they are going to do. Because at this point, they've lost the trust of Carlsbad. And yeah, so it would be a lot of work and a lot of being on top of them so that they can't get away with doing things like clear cutting a forest again. And I also, I don't even know if this would be possible, but I would put in a motion that, like, none of the tax dollars for Ward 20 would be going towards this development, that we would keep all of our money, and anybody else who wanted to vote and say that it needed to go through, then their wards can cover the costs of that. And I know that's probably not possible, but as a statement to say that, like, I value the core services for our ward and that we need things fixed and we don't need a giant development.
Although Jennifer Van Cownet acknowledges she has limited political experience, she believes her perspective and dedication make her a strong fit for the role. She says she's committed to ensuring that the priorities of her constituents are fully realized.
Number one is that I'm the youngest person running, so I have the time, the energy, and I'm here for the long haul. Like, I'm not moving anywhere, and everything that I have done for this campaign has been me. I didn't have a campaign manager. I didn't have a CFO. All the volunteers I've garnered along the way have been because they've seen me and they liked my ideas of environmentalism. And I don't have developer backing. I don't have any of this. And I mean, my experience is obviously less than, because I haven't lived as long as, you know, I haven't had a full-blown career. And I think that's good. I think that I'm not easily influenced, and that my ideas are all my ideas. Like, imagine what I can do when I have a staff and the resources in order to make my visions come true. And, you know, the honest hard work that I do, not that nobody else is not being honest and working hard, but I think that my ideas and how I'm still thinking about families who have kids, you know, I've been the only person who's ever mentioned that in any of the debates. I'm young enough to still be able to relate to people. And yeah, and I mean, I do have the experience. I've been a project manager. I have my degree in kinesiology, and I'm committed to reading all the files, understanding what's going on, giving to the constituents what they are saying they want and what they're getting are different things. And I'm here to give them exactly what they want.
The by-election for the Ward 20 Osgood seat on Ottawa City Council is scheduled for June 16th, 2025. This interview is part of a continuing series, and I'll be reaching out to the other candidates to share their perspectives with our listeners as they become available. This has been Rose Graslow with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.